Welcome back. Well, Redefine Properties released its interim results today, posting a 4% rise in distribution growth and a close to 5% rise in distributable income. Rentals, however, are under pressure with average declines of 6%. And Julietta caught up with the company's financial director, Leon Kok, and asked him whether he foresees rentals worsening. Here's what he had to say.
Look, certainly we wouldn't suggest that local fundamentals is anything positive for real estate. So our tenants are under pressure. The point you raise about 6%, it's about 10% of our portfolio which was renewed during the last 6 months. In order for it to improve dramatically in the next 6 to 12 months, we have to seriously see some business confidence returning to the local landscape. No doubt the event of Wednesday, our national elections, hopefully should have a bearing on that. But we're not positive that in the short to medium term there's going to be a magic switch that's going to be flipped up. I think, post the elections, hopefully there will be a course taken and some certainty returning from a policy point of view.
But did you talk about if there is some certainty and if there is an improvement in business confidence, you'd only expect that to come through in the results in the 2021 financial year. So it could be a long wait before you actually see that materialise in your numbers.
Quite right. I mean, property is a long-term asset class. In order for us to see fundamentals returning and presenting a more positive landscape, you need sustained economic growth. So a single event is not necessarily going to change things, although business confidence and consumer confidence has a big bearing on local economic activity.
Leon, what about the vacancy increases that you saw during the period? So it went up from 4.5% to 5.7%. It's not a dramatic increase, but it's clearly going in the wrong direction. Do you think that's going to widen further in the second half of the year?
Look, we saw an increase in our vacancy, particularly in the office sector. Again, the office sector is reliant on making real inroads into the unemployment figure. So unless there's economic growth that can fuel that, we don't foresee that the office sector will certainly make inroads into that dual problem we've got, oversupply of space and a low demand. So we don't necessarily think, given the quality of our portfolio and where our portfolio is situated, that we would see a necessary blowout in vacancy. That said, though, we don't see a dramatic recovery in the short term either, no.
I mean, do you think, what are some of the hard lessons that property companies have learned in the last couple of years? Do you think, to some extent, it's their own fault that you've had this increase in space? There were so many developments, particularly, for example, in Johannesburg, in the Sandton area. A lot of those properties are now empty in Rosebank and some of the business nodes. I mean, has the property sector introduced some of the strains that it's now experiencing?
Look, property, as I mentioned before, is a long-term asset class. You need to make a decision today about the future demand in, say, 2 to 3 years' time. So the whole process of constructing and developing an office or a retail mall, for that matter, takes time. Once you press that decision to build the building, you have to go through the whole town planning process and so on and so forth. So there definitely is an element of risk. In terms of hard lessons, I suppose the biggest lesson that we've learned and that we continue to learn is something that we've been advocating for some time, is that property is not a passive investment class. It requires active asset management, so you continuously have to focus on what you've got, make sure that the buildings that you do own remain relevant to potential users, and you need to constantly reinvest in that. So the concept of defensive spend and maintaining that portfolio and continuously striving to improve the quality for us is important. In difficult times like this, there will always be a flight to quality.
But there's also there's a cost to you if the economy is not booming. For example, if you look at the project development pipeline that you have, you talk about some of the projects that you're developing on a projected yield of 3%. This must be very, very low historically by Redefine standards.
It certainly is low, but again, you must remember that spend is more directed towards the defensive spend I've been talking about, to improve and better those assets we do have, to make sure that they remain relevant.
So do you grit your teeth when you make that spend?
We always say there are trade-offs with any decision we have to make. I mean, we have to deliver in the short term on results, but we in a long-term asset class that over the long term we must deliver sustainable capital appreciation. So it's not an easy decision to make, but it is what we call proper integrated thinking. So you need to decide about the short-term trade-offs for the long-term gain and vice versa. So that's why it's important that you've got a dedicated team and not just driven by one individual that drives a personal KPI or something like that.
Leon, to some extent, you understand then why property companies have moved offshore. Redefine is no different. It's got a big stake in Ekopolska Properties. It's got exposure to the Polish property sector. But there too, there seemed to be a bit of a blowout, if you like. Your logistics aspect or division of the property portfolio there saw vacancies go up from 1.5% to 6.8%. Now that really is a dramatic increase. What happened?
So, you mean, just bear in mind that you're not quite comparing apples with apples. When we entered into Poland, in particularly in the logistics space, we bought an existing standing portfolio, which, you know, was fully tenanted to the point of 1.5% vacancy. And since then, we've been adding development opportunity. Now, typically, when we give the green light for new development to start, we would look at a occupied percentage of about 75%. So that increase in that vacancy figure is not necessary because we've been losing tenants or there's been a blowout in terms of lack of demand. It's simply as those projects came online, they're not fully yet let as yet. And so we don't have any concern there.
As far as the Polish property sector is concerned, are you still adamant that this was the right call to make for Redefine?
Absolutely. We're still very bullish about the Polish landscape, the Polish economy. It's a consumption-driven economy. And it's a very populist government in place at the moment. One good thing that I have managed to do over the last number of years is to maintain fiscal discipline and fiscal policy. So we believe that the fundamentals are still very much supportive of our investment strategy there, and we will continue to deploy capital there.
Mm-hmm. How much more capital? I mean, if you had to break up, if you consider what Redefine is going to be spending in the years ahead, will it be more capital spent offshore than it is in South Africa?
Look, you must bear in mind that 75% of our asset base, or 80% of our asset base, is South African-based. And we're certainly not on an investment strike locally. I mean, as I said, fundamentals are not necessarily conducive to business locally, but we're not on an investment strike. We're in it for the long term. So we continue to deploy capital, but we will certainly not, as a result, hold back capital from a Polish point of view either. So this year, for instance, was roughly about two-thirds were spent locally and a third offshore, in Poland in particular. Yeah. And we will continue to probably spend at those kind of levels.